So here we are, still in Faisley Studios. Everybody's mingling and drinking wine. And I'm stood here talking with Matthew Somerville. What's your Twitter name?
Dracos.
Spell that?
D-R-A-C-O-S.
D-R-A-C-O-S. And you did a talk here today. You showed some pretty exciting stuff. One very graphically interesting app that I saw, web-based app, was called Mapumental. And just the way that you move the sliders across a map of or an area of the UK, and you could look at, well, tell us what you could look at.
So it's sort of basically a mashup of public transport journey times, house prices from sort of 2008, and the scenicness of the UK. And so Stamen made the Flash app, which sort of takes all the data that we've created and lets you sort of just combine those data sets in any way to sort of find places that might be suitable for, say, if you're looking for somewhere to live for a new job or things like that.
Within a certain area that looked pretty nice for this much money. And it was amazing when you slid the slider how visually certain areas would just vanish to nothingness and certain areas would come to prominence. And it's this kind of use of data and mashing it up which, for me, suddenly rams it home how important it is that more people are making these kind of web-based apps so that more people free up their data, seeing how much useful it
is. Yeah, so definitely something we want to do is to be able to add more data sets. I'm not sure how exactly we'll be able to do that. There's an awful lot of processing involved, and my colleague Francis is thankfully doing most of the work. I'm hoping they'll be able to scale it massively and be able to like bring in more. If people have their own data set they want to plot on the map, then they can do that to create things that we haven't thought of.
And is everything you're working on at the moment linked from a particular website?
So that's for My Society, which is mysociety.org, which is a sort of project of a registered charity that builds things that help people in simple, tangible ways. So things like Write to Them to help people contact their local representatives, or Fix My Streets to report potholes.
Yeah. So what would you like to see happen in the not-too-distant future?
Ooh. We've just launched a call for proposals, which again is linked to from mysociety.org, to ask people if there's anything they new projects they'd like My Society to do next.
Great. So you're crowd. Not only do we crowdsource data, we crowdsource ideas for what we should be crowdsourcing data for next. A lot of data comes from freedom of information requests, isn't it?
Yes. So one of our sites, that's whatdotheyknow.com. You can make public freedom information requests to anyone and have the response publicly available. I think it was somebody said that they did 10% of all freedom of information requests last year were through that site.
Through that one site. And how much does it cost for a freedom of information request? It used to be about £10.
And it's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
It's free? I don't know why I thought you used to have to pay for
charges.
That.
But I don't. The UK. I mean,
we should be asking more then.
If it would cost the body you ask money to produce the data, they can ask you whether you're willing to pay or if there's like thing. But for most requests, they're happy to just find what you've asked for and hopefully respond.
So, out of everything that you showed us tonight, or maybe some things you didn't mention, what project excites you the most right now?
Well, it's very sad, but I quite like my postbox.
You quite like your postbox?
I think, which is, well, because if you've just moved, I mean, most people know where their local postbox is, but I found myself in the city centre, and I needed to post something, and I couldn't see any postbox just looking around. I didn't really have time to just go wandering the streets, but because someone had already located all the postboxes in the Birmingham city centre using my application, I could just look up where my nearest one was, and it was just round the corner out of sight.
So that's your baby. When I go home later, I'm going to be checking that out. Give me the URL.
So that's dracos.co.uk.
Dracos.co.uk, and it's linked on there. And I'll be checking, because I live in the middle of nowheresville. I'm almost certain I've got some raw, undiscovered...
People in Oxford have been cycling. It's good. I've been helping people get exercise.
Yeah,
they've been cycling around.
It's like geocaching with a bit more of a point, in a way.
Exactly, yeah, it's good.
And it's going to probably turn some people into postbox spotters out there, but this serves a greater and bigger purpose because, you know, let's keep letter writing alive, for one thing, and let's keep keep these spots in the public knowledge, because you're right, you can wander around for a while. I tend to go to a Tesco's, which is pretty sad, because they've got those big ugly plastic things in the foyer, and who knows whether it then someone then takes it to a real postbox. We don't know. Cool. So your name on Twitter again is Dracos, and dracos.com, did you say?
.co.uk.
Who's got the .com?
I don't know.
Some git. We'll try and put the pressure on there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.